Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Christ the King Redemptive Ministry. I am Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Let us give God a hand clap of praise in the house on this morning. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Amen. I am excited this morning that you have taken time out of your schedule to join us right here at www.ctkr.org live, and we're having our service. God is in the house. Amen. And we are prepared to receive, amen, his word this morning from none other than the angel of this house, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about it. Amen. And ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. But before I begin this morning, I just want to read the book of Psalms, chapter 16, starting at the fifth verse in your hearing. The book of Psalms, chapter 16. Starting at the fifth verse, amen. I'm reading out of the Message Bible this morning, but I just want to read a word of encouragement unto you all on this morning. And the word reads as such. My choice is you, God first and only, and now I find I'm your choice. You set me up with a house and yard, and then you made me your heir, the wise counsel God gives when I'm awake. It's confirmed by my sleeping heart. Day and night, I'll stick with God. I've got a good thing going, and I'm not letting it go. I'm happy from the inside out, and from the outside in, I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen? Amen. I'm excited because it said, I am on the right way. I'm on the right path that he has taken my hand, and also that my ticket to hell has been canceled. Amen. When you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, amen, and you decide to live for him and do for him and be obedient to his word, amen, heaven definitely will be your home. Glory to God. Amen. Now, just want to give the announcements quickly for this morning, and then immediately following that prayer and following prayer, praise and worship, and then what we've all been waiting for, the Word of God. Amen. Being delivered by my husband, once again, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Just letting you know, people of God, every Tuesday at 7 p.m., please join us for Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, and myself. That's Tuesday at 7. Thursday at 7 p.m., join us for King Prophetic Atmosphere, amen? And that's with me, 7 p.m., every Thursday night. And then every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. and Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m., join us for Christ the King, Redemptive Ministries, Kingdom Lifestyle, live broadcast right here, amen? And you can see us live at www.ctkr.org. www.christthekingdomlifestyle.org. Amen. That is our website, and we definitely invite you there to get to learn more about us. Amen. Learn more about the ministry and the ministries that we are covering across seas. Amen. And not only that, speaking of those, we're asking that you would not only become a prayer partner, but that you would become a financial supporter and a vision partner with this ministry, helping us and helping them to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. And just also want to let you know that we do have a Facebook page. Please go to our Facebook page and like us there. You can locate us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries or WOPD, also known as Women of Prophetic Destiny. And for those of you who are seeking prayer, you want somebody to touch and agree with you, if you would like myself or a possible queen to minister at any of one of your churches while you're on our website, go to the Contact Us page. What is that website once again? www.ctkr.org. Go to the Contact Us page at the top of our website. Follow the instructions there, and someone will contact you at our earliest convenience. Amen. And for those of you who are watching us by media, for those of you who want to know more about as far as our past episodes or our broadcast, please go to our media tab page. You can look, see us live right now. Amen. And not only that, but you can go back into our archive pages and hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And you can catch up with us there, what God has for you. You will not be disappointed. Amen. And finally, for those of you who are in the Florida area, Brevard County, Coco area, we invite you right here live at 956 North Coco Boulevard, Suite 1121 in the beautiful city of Coco, Florida. Amen. Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Once again, 956 North Coco Boulevard, Suite 1121, Coco, Florida. Amen. Services start promptly at 8 a.m. for intercessory prayer on Sunday morning. On Saturday morning, 9 a.m. intercessory prayer, and then immediately following those services goes right into action. Amen. Now, those are all the announcements for this morning. More information will come as my husband comes to deliver the word, the message. He'll let you know of other programs that we are having. And we definitely invite you there. Amen. Guarantee that once you show up in this place, God will meet you. If you come with an expected heart, amen, and an expected mind, God will move on your behalf. Now, that's it for those. And now let us prepare our hearts for prayer. And then right after prayer, we go right into the praise and worship. Let's bow our heads, people of God. Father, we bless you and we glorify you. We thank you for all that you have done. Father, we thank you for a new day that you have made. Father, we have not, you created us and not we ourselves. We come before you right now, God, giving your name all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. We thank you for just being God all by yourself. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your love. We thank you for salvation, God. And we thank you for your peace. Even now, God, as we come in this house on this morning, Father, we will lift your name up and we will give your name all praise, glory, and honor. We are blessed in your holy name and we are thankful for all that you have done for us, God. We thank you for your favor and for life. Even now, God, as we come, we ask that your presence will fill this room. Fill the hearts and the minds of your people, Father, whatever needs that they have been pressing upon them, Father, we ask that you will move mightily on your behalf. Get the glory out of each and every one of our lives on today in Jesus' mighty name. Father, guide your people with safety. Guide your people by the Holy Spirit. Father, we even ask now that as your people begin to come forth, as they begin to praise you, as they begin to worship you, God, that you will move speedily upon their behalf, whatever needs that they have, whether it's in their personal life, their family, whatever they've been asking you for and laboring before you, God, that you will do it mightily. Just get the glory out of our lives, Father. We bless your name and we glorify your name and we thank you for all that you have done. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We give your name honor. Even now, Father, we ask that you would crown the apostles' head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let them speak forth this morning with power. Let them speak forth this morning with the anointing. Let them speak forth with the breath of the anointing, God. Let them, as he comes forth, God, let every word that comes forth out of his mouth be endued with all power in Jesus' name. Let us not see him, but let us see the Christ in him. Let him begin to come forth and bring revelation, God. You and your people people, Lord, what we need in this place in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we just ask that you would get into the music. Move as you are in the house. Move. Get the word. Get the music that you want to hear on today. We are people standing in obedience to you, God. We just want to please you on this morning, Father, in the blessed mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you now for the soul that is being saved. We thank you now for the word that is being delivered. We thank you now for the people that are already inspired here to this ministry. God, we thank you for the souls that are coming forth. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for five wonders and miracles. We thank you for favor that is going to come forth out of this place. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give your name all glory and honor. We thank you for those that are being healed. We thank you for those that are being delivered. We thank you for those that are being set free by the power of your word. We give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, put those hands together, people of God. And you just open up your mouth and give us some praise. Come on, open up your mouth and give us some glory. Hallelujah. Come on, open up your mouth and give us worship. Hallelujah. Let's glory our soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Come on, bless him. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, we praise you, we give your name glory and honor. Hallelujah, we bless the name of the Lord on high. Hallelujah. Well, this is the wonderful day. Hallelujah, that it may, amen, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know about you, but being saved is the best thing that has ever happened to me. Am I by myself this morning? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Don't get too low. Begin to put your hands together and give us some praise. Oh, it's all right. Come on, open up your mouth and give us some praise. Hallelujah. Oh, there y'all are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well,
bless the name
today. Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. God, we give you glory in this place today. Hallelujah. God, you're worthy in this place. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some praise and worship unto my King today. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want the Lord. Here's my cup, fill it up, and may we fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come on, quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Oh, bless me,
Thank you. Thank you. That we've won. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. There is none like you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes,
thank you.
I'm
Comfortable with, you have to recognize that you have the power to change it. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Y'all know my favorite scripture. And the only way that we're going to bring in his presence, the Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, that he is in the midst. He calls on the name of Jesus, he shall show up. But if he can't show up, there ain't nobody opening up their mouth to call him upon. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're called to change things. We are called, amen, to whatever atmosphere that God places us in, we are called to change it by the authority and the power that is resting on the inside of us. Amen. Get it in your spirit. And I do mean that. Get it in your spirit. Amen. Wherever you are called, wherever he leads you, you have the power to change it. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. As we just begin to worship him and continue to praise him and begin to glorify the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We have to give his name all the praise, all the honor that is due unto him. Amen. And I'm excited about the word that's going to come forth on this morning by Apostle McQueen. Amen. Sister, amen. That we are built up on the apostles and the prophets. Amen. Not that we're greater than anybody. That's not what I'm saying at all. Because we're all called jointly, fitted together. Amen. Bringing unity to the body. Amen. And for those who are talking about he's soon to come, yes, he is. That's why we have to get our minds and our hearts prepared. Amen, for his coming. Amen.
Amen.
And begin to realize that he has placed us on this earth to be not only change agents, as I said before, but to be ambassadors of Jesus Christ. What do you mean by that, prophetess? I mean that each one of us are called to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. More than just our loved ones and more than just who we're comfortable being around. There's people that God has allowed in your atmosphere, in your sphere of influence, that you are responsible. It's not that they like you for nothing. It's not that they're connected to you for nothing. It's because there's something inside of you that they need. That's why they're drawn to you. You thought it was your personality. You thought how fabulous you were. You thought how funny you were. But what it is that there's a God that's living on the inside of you. Amen. And he's conditioned you and prepared you for this moment that those people that are connected to you in this time and this season of your life, that you are called and mandated. Somebody say mandated. You are mandated to tell them, to show them who Jesus Christ is in your life. You are mandated to tell them who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Glory to God. So we need to stop being ashamed of us knowing him and being ashamed of, or just regular feeling that, you know, as long as I'm in the four walls, that's all I need. Amen. But we are called to change the world. Say, I'm called to change the world. And I want that, so let us receive no consolation from a week.
So look at your neighbor and tell him he's worthy. Come on, tell him again, he's worthy. Not give a worthy God a worthy praise.
Hallelujah.
How many of you are grateful this morning? Are we saying it, but how many of you are really it? Amen. I've come up and I've just made up in my mind that regardless of what goes on or how it goes on, I'm going to live this life. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell them, I'm going to live the life of a child of God. Amen. This morning, we're going to move expeditiously. Amen. I know that there are certain things that we have been working on. Thank you for those of you who have joined us. I'm excited. Amen. We're changing some of the lighting and some of the other things here in at this location, and that means that we have to get in and put things in place and work them out. This morning, we started working with the tracks and everything, if you will. And you know how it is. You start putting on new stuff and old stuff start acting up, and we have to switch out mics and get other things together. And but God is good. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a work.
I'm a work.
In progress.
In progress.
Say it again, I'm a work.
I'm a work.
In progress.
In progress.
Amen. When you get to the place where you feel that you have arrived already, and God don't need to do nothing else with you because you got it like that, amen, then you have just really set yourself up for what they call an okey-doke, amen. What does okey-doke mean? That you're about to get taken advantage of, blindsided, ran up on, amen.
Right.
I don't have time for any of that stuff, amen. I'm too busy trying to glorify the Lord, amen. Of God, a charge I have to keep, and a God glorified. Amen? Amen. This morning, I want you to be in prayer with us. My phone started going off with Texas early this morning, letting me know that my mother was unresponsive. They've been working on her this morning, and we're just praying that God have his way. Amen? And if we know that God is going to have his way, then regardless of what the enemy tries to do or how he tries to do it, he is not victorious. As a matter of fact, that's just a good place for a declaration. Look at your neighbor and say, the devil is defeated. Say it like you really mean it. The devil is defeated. I know that's right. Every once in a while when we say things like that, the enemy likes to come in and try to growl. But I want you to know he got a growl, but he ain't got no facts.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for Jesus who defends.
Amen.
The devil at Calvary. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, we're going quickly into the Word. We're going to go back to John, the 9th chapter, amen. A couple of things we're going to look at. So grateful that the Lord has given us this subject that we're dealing with. Look at your neighbor and just ask the question, is it working for you?
Is it working for you?
Is it working for you?
I
know too often we try to act like it is working for us, but sometimes we need to ask what it is. Amen. Because what you think it is may not be what it is. Amen.
Amen.
You have it all wrong and discombobulated, thinking that I'm doing the right thing, and you just messed everything. So, amen.
Amen.
So let's go to John. John, the 9th chapter, and I really want to start focusing midway down, amen. We started this here and started working with Jesus dealing with a question that his disciples asked him, and as we begin to deal with this, we begin to see there are certain things that Jesus said. Amen.
Amen.
And let's start here at the 6th verse. That'll be a good place to jump in here. Amen. John 9:6 said, when he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seen. Therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, "Is not this he who sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." He said, "I am he." Everyone say, "I am he." Therefore, they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He answered and said, "A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed, and I received sight." Then they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know."
Let's stop right there. One of the main things that we have to do as we are endeavoring to deal with this is working for you. This passage of Scripture is our foundational text, amen? As we begin to deal with this, we begin to look here and see that there are certain things that God has said and certain things that God will be saying to us, amen? And you have to understand when God begins to speak, his voice, amen, as I said it before, he's meticulous in his plan. Look at your neighbor and say, "All things work together for them that love the Lord." Come on, say it again.
All things
work together for them that love the Lord. Amen. So if God is, if he's working with us, amen, and he's planning our life and everything about us, amen, that's good. Then we have to know that his plan works. When I ask the question, "Is it working for you?" I'm simply saying to you, out of all that's going on and all that is happening, is this working for you? Before you answer, because we have a politically correct answer, amen, but then there's the other answer, amen, thank you, which is, you know, sometimes it don't work like I want it to work. Can I be real? Look at your neighbor and say, "You need to just be real too." Because there are times when God speaks a word to us and it doesn't land just like we want it to. It doesn't settle in our spirit like we would like it to. It's not as comfortable as we would want it to be. Sometimes this word will challenge you beyond your comfort zones. Amen? But after all is said and done, the plan still works. Look at your neighbor and say, "It still works." For this morning, I want to just look at a couple of things here. First of all, we talked about work and labor. Amen. It's an exertion, amen, of your strength, your physical effort or your mental thought capacities, amen. You have to put some effort into work, amen.
Right.
Huh? So if you're going to put effort into work, it has to yield something. From the sweat of a man's brow shall he till the ground, and from that he shall be satisfied. Amen. We have to understand that everything that you're going to get in life has to have some form of work behind it. Some of the smartest, wisest people I ever met were shucksters, hucksters, and deceivers. You know why? Because they have to sit back and think about where you are mentally, intellectually, and then they have to find a way around your guard to get to your good. That takes some work, don't it? Huh? So work isn't always what you can pick up. Work is what you can work through. Amen? So here, when we begin to talk about this, I like this here, and that's why we're sticking with this passage for this text here or for this subject, because we have to understand that we are the children of God, and as God's children, we should look just like him. Look at your neighbor and say, "You need to do what he did." Okay, let's go right quick over to John 8:28. John 8:28. I'm so grateful that God is good here. I love the praise and the worship earlier today. Amen. It really worked for us, what God was saying for us and what God did here in the building. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. John 8:28 simply says this. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father taught me, you see this, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. Amen? Now, look at this now, because we're talking here about working here. Notice that Jesus is speaking of the assignment that was given to him. Y'all see that? And remember, I told you work is a task or assignment that is given from someone else to be performed by those it's given to. Okay? So the boss tells you to go and do X, Y, Z. Your job is to go do X, Y, Z. It is what causes you to earn your check. Because if the boss tells you to do X, Y, and Z and you don't do it, then your boss may not pay you. Furthermore, you may not have a job afterwards. Amen?
Yep.
Huh? So with work, there is an assignment given. There is a task performed. There is recompense for your actions. Y'all see it? Amen. So Jesus here, while he's speaking, he said, I do nothing of myself. In other words, everything that I've done and everything that I will do has been given to me by God, my Father, as an assignment. And I do my assignment. Amen.
Yeah.
First thing I want you to see there is that he was obedient. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, be obedient. Oh, I know that's a bad word among some people because I've grown. I could think I got. I ain't crazy. I got my own mind. I thought that don't even look okay. All that stuff you're doing right there is your excuse for not being obedient. But the end result is it results in disobedience. So what happens is instead of you getting the blessing of being obedient, you get the from being disobedient. Amen.
Right.
Amen. And my hand is this small. Think about God's hand. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Amen? Now, Jesus then, he begins to talk here. And look what he says here. He says, as my Father taught me. I'm just waiting on this because, see, that right there should have caused you to, you know, have a moment. As my Father taught me, what did he say? He said, listen, I'm walking around doing all these miracle signs and wonders amongst you, but I'm not doing anything outside of what I was taught to do. Look at your neighbor and say, you have to be trained. Oh, I can read the Bible myself. I read a book. I got this book, and it was telling me, you know, how I can live my, okay, and how I can be, and how I'm, and I am, the, okay, that's all good and well. And after you get done with that revelation, come back and learn how to be obedient to the voice of God. See, certain things you can't read a book on. You just got to go through it. Amen?
Correct.
Huh? You can't read a book on hearing the voice of God. You have to get a relationship and listen to it. And while you're listening, he'll reveal his voice to you. You understand? If you're talking about, I want to learn how to hear from the Lord, okay, well, get, turn down your plate sometime. Get on your knees sometime. Turn off your social media and your what is that kind of TV that they look at? Reality TV. There you go. Reality TV that's scripted so it's fake.
Right.
Right. So you get rid of all of that stuff right there. And while you're sitting back and you're saying, what do I have to do? Close your eyes and begin to talk to the Lord and begin to listen. And as you begin to listen, you'll hear this small voice come. and begins to talk to you and give you instruction and wisdom concerning your situation. Amen. See, sometimes you have problems going through your situation because you haven't learned how to listen. Because you haven't learned how to listen, you can't be taught. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, open up your ears so you can receive your training. Amen. So Jesus said, as my Father taught me, I speak these things, and he who sent me, number two, you can't just go. You have to be sent. Amen. You see that? Because there's a lot of people who went before they got instruction. You can't get instruction if you can't hear. So when they went to the problem, but they became a bigger problem with the problem. So they compounded the problem. We're supposed to be the light. How do we go to darkness and become darker than the dark? Huh? You went someplace where you weren't supposed to go, and instead of you becoming a light, you become a stumbling block, and you become a block of offense, and you become the darkness. You put your light out. See, we have to learn how to be taught, and then we have to wait until we're sent. Ooh. Okay. Well, I know what the Lord told me, and they're just dragging their feet. They can't see the glory of God that's on my life. Look, we see glory of God on your life. We see that you're not polished yet. Before you go out and embarrass the body of Christ, set out and get trained. Amen? Who cares that you heard the Lord say something? This is the problem. I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to get back over here. Prophetess, you know this too. There are a lot of people who at one point in time, the Lord said something to them, and they shared it, and it was dead on. Next thing you know, they're walking around with a Bible and a briefcase, and they got an armor bearer and a little entourage that followed them. I know that they spoke to them. That was one time. But their lifestyle is raggedy, right? See, if you're going to do this, God is not a one-hit wonder. Can I say that again? God is not a one-hit wonder. When God starts working in your life, everything in your life comes into alignment with the grace of God on your life. I've said it before, I'll say it again. David, we don't see him continually be anointed every time. We saw him anointed by Samuel to be king once. But when he needs to fight the lion, he was anointed to fight. When he needs to flee from Saul, he was anointed to run. You see that? Everything about David was anointed one time. Every aspect of your life is covered by the anointing of God on your life. So if God places an anointing on your life, then get trained so that he can bless every other area of your life. Do y'all see that?
Amen.
All right. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. In other words, the Father has given me assignment, and I'm so attentive to him that I'm careful to listen to what the Father is saying so that he stays with me. Third point, if you don't want God, he ain't staying where he's not wanted.
There you go. That's true.
It's the Lord, why don't he just come down here? No. He's a gentleman. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Amen? He's not going to force or push yourself on anyone. But he will wait for the invitation. Amen?
Amen.
And when you agree, then he will come and mess up with you. Amen? You understand? That's how God works. He ain't going to sit there and browbeat you until And that's what we want. We want somebody who's going to be like our friends and like our relationships and like our family and take time with you and understand that you had a hard childhood. None of that stuff matters to the Holy Spirit. He was before your childhood. He was into your teen years. He was into your adulthood. After you're long gone, he'll still be you. We think that God should take into account how we feel about our process. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Listen, your test has to be set. And you have to go through it. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, you got to go through it. Now, we're talking about work here. Let's go to Isaiah 43:13. Jesus said something here. We're going to come back to in John 8. He said the words, "I am He." When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He. Amen. We're going to come back to the I am He. But right now, let's go over here to Isaiah. Amen. The book of Isaiah. I pray y'all put y'all tennis shoes on so we can run through the scriptures. Amen. We're going to go to the 13th verse here. Remember I said that I am He? Here it goes again. New King James Version, Isaiah 43:13. Indeed, before the day was, I am He. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work. This is God speaking. You see that? Look at your neighbor and say, He's working. Someone said it again, He's working. And who will reverse it? There's something that God has done and He's placed and He started is working. Amen. And as it's working, you want God to stop the process. But God's not stopping the process. You got to go through it. It's for your making. Look at your neighbor and say, be made.
Be made.
Oh, come on. Say it again. Be made.
Be made.
Stop. Stop. It's important for us to understand what He's doing here, what He's saying here. He's saying, I work. But how does He work? We'll drop down to that 25th verse. I want you to see how God works. What does He do? When He says, I am He, what is He working? Amen.
Oh, yeah.
25th verse simply says this, amen. It says, I am He who blots out your transgression, why? For my sake. Give me good A flat over there. Just give me good A flat. Why do that? Because He worked to redeem me, but He didn't do it for me. He did it for Himself. Isn't that what the word says here? It says, I am He who blots out your transgression for my own sake. In other words, God loves you so much that He wants to make it right with you. So knowing that you were able to do it, you didn't have the capacity to do it. What God did was He turned around and blotted it out so that He could make it right with you, so He could pull you closer to Him. I am He who blot out that transgression for my own sake and will not remember your sin. So why does the devil work so hard on getting you to live in your past? Because he already understands that God has worked to get rid of it. And some of you need to go to work yourself. Because when I ask the question, is it working for you? You need to say, yes, it is. Because my past is my past. I don't care what my yesterday looked like. That's not my today. And if I can get my mind together today, then my tomorrow is going to be a whole lot brighter than my past ever was.
Yes, sir.
Too often we sit back and let the devil tell us how bad we were. And how lonely we were and how messed up we did. And you know you was alive for the party, but not for a good reason. And you know you did this, that, and other. And you know you couldn't be trusted. And you know you had sticky hands. And then that time you went over to and you told this person, you just can't get nothing right. Every time you try to do good, everything bad happens. All that stuff he's talking to you about is in your past. Look at your neighbor and say, it's in my past.
It's in my past.
And leave it there. Know that he'll try to tell you nothing about your future. If the devil had his way, you would die in the next minute. Because he don't like you. Knowing what God has for you, he'll try to take you out before you realize it. Amen? Huh? So what he does when he says, I am He who blotted out by transgression. Okay, we'll go to Isaiah 51:12. Because sometimes we have to understand that since God is the one who blots out our transgressions, sometimes our past was really bad. Huh? So God has to come in and do something else for us. Amen? And look what it says here. It says,
even I am he that comforteth you.
Yeah.
So God is not just going to blot out your transgression. He's going to work on your mindset and your security. Look at your neighbor and say, God wants me to be secure. Come on, say it again. God wants me to be secure. Oh, I know the devil wants you to think that God just got you out here and he don't know. You don't know where you're going. And he could have told you something and everything else. Don't worry about all that. He's removing you from the hurtful thing, that thing that kept you away from him. He's pulling you away from that. And he's working to comfort you. Amen. You see that? So when he says that I am he who comforts you, huh? Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man and shall die? So in other words, don't worry about nobody else. You know, some of the craziest people are the people who come and tell you about your past as if you don't know where you've been. Look at your neighbor and say, I know where I come from. I mean, you glad God brought you from there? Oh, come on, say it again. Are you really excited that God brought you from there? Oh, yeah, that would have been a good place, huh? Because after all is said and done, when you look back over your life, and I'm not trying to, you know, because people use that as a cliche. When I look back over my life and I see where God brought me from. Okay, after all of that, you have made it a cliche and a point. But have you really looked back? I know who I was. I was not fit to live, and I couldn't die. I wasn't ready for that either. And yet, still, God, thank you, Jesus, save me. I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die? And as the son of man who will be made like grass. Huh? Understand that he's comforting you. Don't be afraid of nobody who brings your past to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Bible tells us that Satan is the accuser of the brother. So when somebody comes bringing my past to me, you're working for Satan.
Well,
guess what? We have power over Satan.
Man.
So guess what? If you're a worker of Satan in iniquity, guess what? I rebuke you openly, and we take authority over that. My past is my past. And isn't it interesting, people try to tell you about your past and forget they got one themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. People shot. Okay. You know, the thing is why you're trying to tell me about who I am or where I come from. Remember, you came from someplace too. All right. Okay. Let me give you one more. Amen. Let's go to Isaiah 52:6. Now, we talked about God is working, right? God wants to blot out our transgression. And then God wants to comfort us. But there's something else that he does that's very important. And I'm so glad that he does this because he did it at the very beginning. Amen? Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know that in the day that I am he who speaks. In other words, thank God for speaking my existence.
Uh-huh.
Thank God for speaking on my behalf. Thank God for being mindful of me enough to have my name in his mouth. Therefore, my people shall know my name. What name do we call when we're dealing with the devil? Okay. What name do we call?
Jesus.
What name do we call?
Jesus.
We shall know
his name.
See, and that's the whole thing. We celebrate and all this coexistence and everything else. We've lost the name of Jesus. It becomes taboo. I could talk about Muhammad and everything else. I could be anything else. So let me say Jesus. And everything around me starts shutting out. Well, you know, we try. I don't know no other name.
that I can call on that calls to a response right now, not just in the earth but in heaven too. Everybody say it loud and say, Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Something about the name Jesus. Yeah. Don't play with me, man. Okay. He says, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he who speaks. They shall know in that day. What day?
That day.
Now, let me just say it like this. There's coming a day when people are going to accuse you and try to stand you up and try to belittle you and everything else. And after all is said and done, if you know who you are and you know that God called you, that's the day that he's talking about. You see that? When people come and tell you that God has called you to do the great works that you're doing, because obviously if it's being done, it's not from your intelligence or from your level. God has already speak that thing into your existence. Amen? How many of you can testify and say, there's some things that I've done that I know didn't come from me?
Yes, sir.
But thank God, it happened. I love the fact that every once in a while I can sit down and pray and something and come, I'll be like, ooh, where'd that come from? Man, I don't know where that came from, but I like it. I leave in his word, and while I'm in here, he begins to speak to me and show me some things. I say, ooh, I like that. That's revelation. God brought that to me. Thank you, Lord. See, when you get those moments, it shows you that God is still working, because when he spoke your level, he spoke your office, he spoke your word, he spoke your master, he spoke your destiny, he spoke your blessing over your life. Greater than all of that, he spoke your name in a land book of life. He made sure that you were set there before the foundation of the world. You are chosen in the blood.
Amen.
He spoke your name. Look at your neighbor and say, thank God he speaks. In that day when they come telling you, you're not to remember that in that day God is still speaking your name. Come on, tell the real thank you. So then it's here that we begin to look at this. We begin to look at these words that I am he. I am he. Amen. Everyone say it with me. I am he. Come on, say it again. I am he. I'm going to try to keep my cool and my composure. I feel like running right now. Because simply put, when you begin to say these words, I am he, you begin to tell the devil something that he needs to know that you now know. Because he's been trying to tell you who you are all of your life.
Yeah.
He's been trying to identify you and give you an identity that does not mirror your kingdom identity. Your sonship. He's been trying to tell you that you're nothing. He's been trying to prove to you that you have too many deficiencies, flaws, and insecurities, and you don't quite measure up. Everybody else this tall, you only this tall. Well, listen, the door is only this big. I don't need to be no taller. Somebody going to catch that. There's a way made for you that everybody can't go through.
Yeah.
That's all I'm making it short, though, huh? Huh? So if you need that, ha, 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 there it is. Huh? But think about it. There are some things that you can't do or that other people can't do that only you can do.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm so happy that after all is said and done, there's only one of me, but I'm so happy that there's only one of you too.
Amen.
Amen. You can't beat me, D&E.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Come on, say that. You can't beat me.
You can't beat me.
D&E. Say it again and really think about what you're saying. You can't beat me being me. Now, why is that important? Because we try to emulate
everybody.
Instead of realizing that we're great in ourselves. God didn't make you as inferior. God didn't make you as deficient. God didn't make you mess up and tore up. Trying to find our identity, we walked out into places where we were not covered and we got messed up. We walked out from under the wings of his care and we walked into insecurities.
Well, amen.
Huh? We walked out from the safe place where he hid us. We walked out and now we know that there's places where we need to be afraid.
Yeah.
But he didn't make us like that.
Come on now.
Huh?
So you have to understand that if he didn't make us like that, there comes a point in time in your life when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. And when he comes in, he redeems you back to your original state. When you say, I am he, what you're saying is, I exist as I was created. This man then here in John the 9th chapter begins to say those same words. Look at here, and I really wish I had time to get into it. We'll finish it up tomorrow morning at this point here. But I'm going to just settle this out here. The man begins to say the words to them. Here in the 6th verse, amen. He says, some said, this is he. Others said, this he is like him. He said, though, I am he. And if you're going to be who God called you to be, you have to settle in yourself the fact that you know who you are. Israel and New Breed sang a song, I know who I am. Look at your neighbor and ask the question, do you really know who you are? No, I mean, you got to really know it. I'm not talking about who somebody called you or what somebody, you know, you just like. No. Look at here, right here. He came back seeing. First of all, when the man went in the 7th verse, it says, so he went and washed and came back seeing. In other words, he was obedient. He did what he was supposed to do, and then he came back. 8th verse, therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind say, it's not this he who sat in bed. Some of you are about to go through a mad transformation. It ain't going to be pretty. It's going to look like it's discombobulated. It's going to look like it's, you know, you're going to go through a transformation, a morphing, amen? And the people who have been around you are going to look for the old you. That's what they did here. Isn't this him who was blind, who sat begging? In other words, they'll know you from your past activity. And I like it here because as this man begins to speak, as we go down to this passage, we see that he doesn't beg once. He's not sitting anymore. Some of you have been sitting back, waiting, and God is calling you into action. But your former life was sitting and begging, and God said, no, you're about to move and do. Look at your neighbor and say, get up and move. You need to understand that God is not calling you to be your past, but to be your future. Amen? Huh? Therefore, the neighbors and those who have previously seen that he was blind said, it's not this he who sat and begged. Some said, this is he. In other words, some people are going to see the life change and celebrate you.
Right.
This is him. Yeah, that was him, but this is him. Amen? Others said, he is like him. It's like, no, he's naked. You see that? Isn't it interesting? I remember when I first got really saved. I mean, really say, woo, I just love Jesus now. I remember when I came back to my old friends. They were still rolling up stuff and going out and getting this and trying to do other stuff. And we about to go over, what's his name? Before we say, he about to, we heard you back in town, so we got you straight. God, come on over. We've been missing you. I'm good. What? You ain't good. You know, that girl that you talked to before you left, you know, the one that was acting like she was all, yeah, when she, as soon as she left, she was like, I wish she was still here. Was she going to be at that party? You can tell her, well, I'm here now. I was like, hold on. I'm good. In other words, I'm not like him. I am him. That's what he said. Instead of you checking me to see if I look like who I was, realize I still have the same form. But the software on the inside has been upgraded.
Amen.
The viruses have been removed. You understand? The hard drive has been upgraded. My operating system that was
breaking down and stalling and going blue screen and everything else. We just took all that out and put it brand new everything. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. My mind don't think like it used to be. It thinks the thoughts of God. My speech is like I used to have. Because before I used to cuss and say all kinds of stuff. And now I can't find the words because they don't work with this new software and hardware. I'm a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away.
Yeah.
We know, behold, all things become new. So when he says, I am he, he's making a declaration that I was that, but I have come into my new existence.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm so grateful. Listen, I wish I had time to get into the rest of this. We'll pick it up on in the morning. I'll tell you the 4 points we're going to hit tomorrow. Then with I am he, number one, your testimony must be tried.
Always.
Number two, your testimony will challenge. Number three, your testimony will convict. And number four, your testimony will reveal. When you say I am he, you are testifying of a transformation on the inside of you, something that God has done that the enemy don't want nobody to know about. He wants your old testimony to stand so that he can glorify his work, but your new testimony will glorify God. Amen. Come on, give God a praise all over the building. Come on, maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you're saying, look, I'm tired of my past and I want something better. I want it tomorrow, but I know I got to change my today. If that's you, then pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now that if they pray that prayer that you would lead them to a Bible teaching, a Bible believing church where they can be matured and developed and go on to learn who you are and love you just like we do. I pray right now for my family, for my mother, Lord, even as she's going through in her body, Lord, you know what you're doing here. We trust you fully. Lord, have your way. You get the glory out of this. Now, Lord, you know the desire in my heart. I love my mother. I want her to not suffer, and I want her to be well. But you do what you know is best. And we say amen to you. Thank you for all that you've done so far. We pray for those who need a touch in their body, miracles, signs, and wonders to manifest. Lord, do so in the name of Jesus, that you get the glory out of every event, and we praise and glorify and magnify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr. There you'll learn more, .org. There you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us and help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, of Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live this kingdom lifestyle. You be blessed in the name of the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 8:30 for more praise and worship and this word of God, which will change your life. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Come on, give God a praise.